Peter Paulson's feet crunch as he walks across a meadow on his property. This time last year, his boots wouldn't have made that noise. Now the meadow is blackened after the Cedar Creek fire swept through his land west of downtown Winthrop.
You can see a lot of the skeletons of the bitterbrush there.
The fire pushed its way down his hillside, consuming ponderosa pine bark, bitterbrush, and aspen stands in its wake. Shannon Paulson, Peter's wife, says the flames destroyed a 120-year-old settler's cabin. Inside the cabin, even a cast iron wood stove crumbled under the heat. Shannon Paulson loved that stove,
which was so beautiful.
Just one of Shannon's favorite parts of the settler's cabin.
The destruction from the fire could have been much, much worse. But it wasn't, thanks to a little bit of luck and a lot of determination. For 6 years, the family worked nights, weekends, and holidays. They thinned trees, chopped off limbs, and built a home resistant to fire to prepare their property for when the flames would come. They knew the clock was ticking.
Fires are like hurricanes. It's not if, but when. You'll see fire here in your lifetime, and if you prepare for it, you can try to keep it to be a low-intensity event.
Their time ran out this past summer. All they could do was hope their work paid off. That hard work began nearly 6 years ago. The family reached out to Department of Natural Resources Stewardship Wildlife Biologist Ken Bevis. Bevis told them to thin trees, big and small, and to use fire-resistant materials when they built their new home. He said to save their trees, they had to cut some down. They removed more than 20 trees and chopped an untold number of low-hanging branches. They burned much of that wood.
I don't think I've ever burned a brush pile without at one point feeling a little on edge about what might happen.
Burning slash piles also can be challenging for the professionals. The Department of Natural Resources manages land near the Paulson family's property. In 2019, the department thinned trees at Virginia Ridge. Department officials say that thinning helped some of the trees survive. However, ever since, piles of wood stacked to the size of homes remained on the property to dry out. Officials say large slash piles are common for industrial thinning sites where whole trees are cut down. Derek Churchill is a Forest Service scientist with the Department of Natural Resources. He says the timing of the fire was just unlucky. The area burned before the department could finish its work. Churchill says drier conditions due to climate change are increasing the probability of fire, which could make it harder to take as much time for slash piles to dry out.
We may need to speed that up a little bit. We may not have as much time as we used to.
As the fire approached, the Paulsons had to evacuate. They drove away from their property, hoping the house would still be there when they returned. They also wanted the mature ponderosa pine trees to survive.
Because we know those aren't going to grow back in our lifetime.
Any of them will survive.
Yeah.
Flames didn't reach the Paulsons' house. Peter Paulson says they built their new home out of fire-resistant hardy board instead of wood like they'd initially dreamed up.
Just imagine someone's taking a match and flicking them against your house. If your house could survive that, your house is in better shape for embers.
And after this summer, Shannon Paulson says she'd love to remove even more trees.
It's more beautiful if your trees didn't burn, you know? And that means that we've got to thin them. And I think it's absolutely gorgeous to have a thinner, healthy forest.
Fires aren't all bad, especially in this dry forest. Next spring could bring fields of lupin. Morel mushrooms could sprout up. And soon, biologists say, even more birds will return. In the Meadow Valley, I'm Courtney Flatt.